The mindfulness challenge this week is to become a detective wherever you happen to find yourself, whether it is inside a familiar room or outside in a place you've never visited. Notice and acknowledge the color blue wherever you encounter it. By a detective, I mean, as you move from one place to the next, focus your attention on searching for the color blue. Anything counts. Pictures, carpets, leaves, flowers, hairs of people who have been colored blue, cars, buildings, products in stores, clothes, lipstick, the sky, crayons, food. Have a constant gaze wherever you find yourself. Acknowledge and notice the color blue. A companion challenge, if you wish to also accept the first challenge to notice the color blue, is to keep a count of the number of objects that contain blue throughout the week. Each day, begin the count with the number 1 and increment the count with each new object that you find contains blue. Don't count on a piece of paper. Count in your mind. What in the world is the reason for keeping a count each day? It forges new neural networks. If you forget to count at 1:30 in the afternoon and think to yourself, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't remember the count from earlier today, don't worry about it. The effort of simply trying to keep count actually works just as well in creating new neural networks. It's the effort of trying that makes the difference. By the end of the day, you will have a total count to acknowledge as you close your eyes for bed. Whatever that count may be, whether 24, 82, 109, or 1,022, whatever that count might be, as you close your eyes, celebrate the ability to keep count throughout the day and acknowledge the beauty and wonders of the world as it is exhibited through the magnificent color of blue. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.